From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Yesterday, a St. Louis judge appointed Jean Peters Baker of Jackson County as the special prosecutor in the invasion of privacy case against Governor Greitens. The appointment came after the St. Louis Circuit Judge Rex Burleson recused St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner in her office from the felony case due to a conflict of interest. The ruling will give Baker discretion to consider the invasion of privacy charge against Greitens and also other incidents involving the same victim that occurred between March 21, 2015 and September 1, 2015. In a statement, Baker said that she and her team would handle the case based solely on the evidence and that politics, affiliations, or other matters beyond the evidence will not play a role. Yesterday, Ameren Missouri announced plans for a 400-megawatt wind farm in the northeastern part of the state. The High Prairie Wind Farm will be the largest in the state. An Ameren spokesperson says this development will advance the company's goal of reducing carbon emissions 80% by 2050. The wind farm is expected to house 175 450-foot-tall wind turbines near Adair County, and construction is set to begin in the summer of 2019. The turbines are expected to be operational by 2020. Yesterday in Columbia, the City Council was presented with a report on the city's renewable energy usage. The Columbia, Missourian reports, almost 16% of energy sources used in the city in 2017 were renewable, the report shows. These numbers exceeded the city's original goal of having 5% of all energy use come from renewable resources. Wind energy made up 12% of energy produced last year, and plans to expand solar and landfill gas energy are in the works. Some commentators present at last night's meeting were critical of the city's calculation methods for the report. Water and light utility representatives say they are open to new methods for calculating renewable energy usage in the future. The University of Missouri Board of Curators approved a 2.1% tuition increase yesterday, the Columbia, Missourian reports. The 2.1% increase applies to out-of-state and international undergraduate students, while in-state undergraduate students will see just a 1% increase. The number reflects inflation rates and is the maximum allowed by state law. In a statement, UM System President Moon Choi said, "Even with the increase, our campus has reduced other costs so that the overall cost to our students remains low." The Missouri legislature passed a bill last week that would keep funding for Missouri public universities at $395.8 million. The bill is awaiting a signature from Governor Eric Greitens. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.